Now for the latest installment of our series, My Big Break, about career triumphs, big and small. Retired astronaut Leland Melvin is part athlete, part engineer. He was signed to the Dallas Cowboys the same year he enrolled at the University of Virginia, studying material science and engineering.
And so they videotaped the courses and mailed them to me in Dallas. So by day, I'm catching balls for America's team, and at night I'm watching material science engineering courses in a master's program. I'm like, oh my goodness.
But an injury during practice ended Melvin's NFL career.
Then a friend of mine told me, he said, Leland, NASA's looking for astronauts, and you'd be a great astronaut. Your football background, your material science engineering. He handed me an application. I looked at the application. I said, okay. So I applied the next selection, and I got in. Yeah, it was pretty incredible. Went through the series of training sessions, and one of which was in the Neutral Buoyancy Laboratory, where we have the International Space Station and Space Shuttle submerged underneath, you know, 30 feet of water so that you can actually be floating like you're in space. We're in this white suit looking like a Michelin man. They lower you down in the water. And one of the things that they forgot to put in my helmet was this little pad on your neck ring. So if you're the kind of person that needs to squeeze your nose to clear your ears, which I am, this little pad would allow you to press your nose against it so you could clear your ears as you go down in the water column. And mine wasn't in there, so I was straining to clear, and I tell the test director, who's in the control center, I tell him to turn the volume up in the headset. I could not hear a thing. All I heard was static and white noise. They took me out of the water. There was blood coming out of my ear, and they rushed me to the emergency room. They did surgery. They looked around. They couldn't find anything. And, you know, being an astronaut, you need your hearing. And if something happens and they can't explain why it happened, they won't let you fly in space. My hearing slowly came back, but I was medically disqualified still to fly because they didn't know why it happened. And then I went to Washington to work in education, and at that same time, February 1st, 2003, we lost Space Shuttle Columbia. At that point, we had to take care of our families. And I was there to help console the parents of David Brown, who lived outside of Washington. And on the night of the accident, David's father said to me, this was kind of a transformational moment in my life, because he said to me, he said, my son is gone. There's nothing you do to bring him back, but the biggest tragedy would be if we don't continue to fly in space to carry on their legacy. And then as we fly around the country to different memorial services, the chief flight surgeon is sitting beside me taking notes. He's watching me clear my ears and go up and down in the airplane. And he calls me in his office and he says, Leland, I'm going to sign a waiver for you to fly in space. That was one of my big breaks.
1 minute and counting.
Space Shuttle Atlantis was our first mission. And we're looking at each other and we're pointing to the books and things, and we're pointing to the computers, and we're have these huge smiles on our faces, you know, just like, yeah, we're about to go to space.
Activated T-minus 10.
The three main engines light. That's when the solid rocket boosters ignite.
Main engine ignition. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, and liftoff of Space Shuttle Atlantis as Columbus sets sail on a voyage of science to the space station.
It was this incredible surge force and sound, and your head is starting to shake, you know.
Roger, roll, Atlantis.
I had a mirror on my wrist, and I could look out the overhead window and see where the plume connected back to the ground. About 3 miles from where that plume was where my family was sitting, and it made this connection with me that they were with us.
Atlantis, go and throttle up.
And 8.5 minutes later, we're now in space, and we're floating, and the things that you dropped are now floating around you, and seeing this blue marble below us with no borders. As we go around the planet every 90 minutes at 17,500 miles per hour, looking at places where there's unrest and war, and we're working together as one team to help advance our civilization. It's just an incredible, incredible moment for me.
Leland Melvin launched into space a second time in 2009 before he was appointed head of NASA Education. He's also the host of Child Genius, which airs Tuesdays at 10 p.m. on Lifetime. You don't have to be an astronaut to have a big break. Send us your story, mybigbreak@npr.org.